This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
Two Faces Radio.
One of the programs which you hear daily on many of these mutual stations begins like this.
Ensign authorization code 95, Victor, Victor 2.
Authorization not recognized.
Ensign authorization code 95, Victor, Victor 2.
Are you thinking about sneaking into the club tonight?
Yeah, so?
You haven't heard the story?
What story?
Of the Greenskeeper.
Dude, the aliens are coming.
The cavity creeps. I'll call the crest team.
The siren! The cavity creeps must be near our beloved wall of teeth!
Hurry into the Crestmobile!
Hurry, Crest!
This is Paul Kersey. Call him a mad vigilante. Call him a hero. Either way, he's always on target.
Where's Otis? He's not in his cell!
I shot him.
Well, that's... What?
Now I'm going down to Emmett's Fix-It Shop. To fix Emmett.
Come. Bastard. You don't have the men, you don't have the horses, and you don't have Winterfell. Why lead those poor souls into slaughter? There's no need for a battle.
Who let the dogs out?
Time for Radio Labyrinth with Tim Andrews, Ira Malkin, Steph Swain, and Jeff Leboff.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Radio Labyrinth, episode 28. My name is Tim Andrews. There's Ira.
Hi.
Jeff.
Joy.
Steph.
Sup?
All of us, your co-hosts for this 28th show.
The show, folks.
Wow.
The show. We call it a show.
The show there. God.
This business we're in called show.
The business that we're in. We are in show business. We are show biz providers. So, guys, listen, it's been a sad couple of weeks. People are dying, passing away in the entertainment world. And we have two notables that I thought it would be cool to kick off
who
the
died?
Show with who died. Yeah.
This is uplifting.
Well.
Let's just get it out of the way.
We'll make it uplifting. We'll start with, of course, who you heard. At the top of the, and I'll turn it over to Jeff here in a second. Don't worry. I know it's his segment. It's who died, and it's Jeff, and he knows.
Who died?
And if you find out somebody died after Jeff and you talk about it, he will let you know that he knew about it before you. Right?
I know who died as soon as they die.
Yes, Jeff, it's programmed into his brain.
He's got the finger on the dead pulses of everyone.
That's right. That's right. He knows. He knows. So don't try to usurp him.
Don't try to die without
that's right.
Jeff knowing about it.
Oh, yeah, well, we talked about this earlier, 7 hours ago.
He's just such a dick about
it, too.
That's
what you get for not being on Facebook.
I
won't even.
See?
I'm not going to let you bait me into
it's
it
that
again.
That Facebook elitism.
I'm so envious of you, being a Facebook elitist.
But you have a family, though, and you have to be on Facebook.
I do.
Well, don't you?
Not really.
You kind of do because you, like, besides this podcast, you produce like 20 other ones.
Well, yeah. I need it for promotion.
Right.
So the podcasting and gigs and stuff, yes. But I wish I could just post shit and then not look at it.
But it's really like, you know, when we talked about it last week, what I didn't say was because I have a family is the main reason why I don't have a Facebook. That's why.
Exactly.
I mean, my husband, he's on Facebook. And
yeah,
he's,
your husband has a Facebook.
And he's friends with my family, right? So like, he can't even, I won't even let him share the podcast because I don't want my family to hear it.
Oh, that sucks. Why not?
Because they're fucking crazy.
What would your family think about your podcast? Oh my.
Well, let me put it to you like this. I didn't even tell my mother that I performed that wedding a few weeks ago because she would say I was going to hell because I'm making a mockery of the ministry by getting along. Yes,
oh,
and that they're,
God.
Oh, yeah,
she's
this is what
wrong.
I'm dealing with. This is what it,
and she'd be totally serious, like totally dead serious about that?
Oh, I told you, the church that I went to, like, they fall out in the spirit, they speak in tongues.
Not
I
much mean, of a sense of humor up there, is what you're saying.
I mean, it depends, you know, it really, but this is just what I'm dealing with.
So. Yeah, okay.
And you're going to visit your mom?
Going to Detroit tomorrow, yes.
They're
Can't
not,
wait.
They're not Rick and Morty fans up there?
What you think of a city like Detroit in the Midwest, okay, you're thinking old, I'm thinking in an old way, that the town was probably majority Catholic or before I'm talking about
when. Yeah, it's a lot of Catholic. See, my family, you know,
the ethnic makeup of Detroit?
Oh,
I mean, no, the white ethnic makeup of Detroit. Who settled Michigan?
I don't know who settled it. I mean, I know it's, you know, if you go north, it's a lot of Indian territory.
Right.
I mean, it's reservations and stuff like
but
that.
The French must have been up there.
I'd say overwhelmingly the Polish.
Yeah.
Huge Polish community.
Polacks.
Huge.
That's 'cause they got them
brats. Yeah. A lot of Greeks.
A lot of Greeks.
You know,
Greeks,
we have Greek Town, which I am going to Saturday night, which is my favorite place in the world.
My name is Milos. Come try my food at my diner. I have 7 diners in all the state.
Crab juice or Mountain Dew?
Can I try one of them gyros?
We have gyros. We have a menu.
I want a gyro.
Listen, come to this Greek diner, okay? Let me tell you, my friend. We have 7,000 items on the menu.
And they're all $22 or more.
You can get crab legs and a pancake with that if you like. You can also have, after your gigantic meal of semi-cooked food, you are entitled to a giant piece of cake. Because our cakes, they are very big.
No and baklava?
You'd get rice pudding also.
You can have baklava. It's also gigantic baklava to make you puke when you get home. Try some of our tepid Maxwell House.
I would say overwhelmingly, but when you would be Polish, just because, like,
you
when
got
I'm
pierogies,
Polish or
pierogies,
Polish are Catholic, all of them.
Exactly. Punchkies, like when I moved down here and everybody was saying Fat Tuesday, I had no idea that had anything to do with Mardi Gras. In Michigan, Fat Tuesday is Punchkey Day.
What's Punchkey
Day? These giant ass 2,000 calorie donuts that you order them like 3 weeks in advance to make sure that you get your fucking punchkies.
It's kind of like a king cake.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it's like a big giant glazed donut and it can be filled with custard, raspberry, blah, blah, whatever. Yeah. So that's Fat Tuesday up there. It's literally Fat Tuesday.
But you see the parallel there because the New Orleans guys, they got the king cake. It's almost the same thing.
Yeah. So why did they, is that why they call it Fat
Tuesday?
I have
no idea.
Does your donut have a little baby in it?
Right. No. And rings and green and red.
His little Polish babies.
Yeah. A little, when you cut into it, a Polish baby is born.
We don't want gays or immigrants in Poland.
Which is true, by the way. Yeah.
They don't like that,
Eastern German countries don't want any of those immigrants that Western Europeans are taking in.
They have kick-ass food, though.
Yeah, they do.
But that's Hamtramck. That's Polish. That's what they call it, Pole Town.
Ham hammock? I wouldn't want to lay down in a ham hammock.
Hamtramck.
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 Yeah.
Anyway, so, well, if you go to Greek Town, which you said you're going to do.
Yeah, Pegasus.
You do get good. Greek food is great. I was not knocking Greek food. I'm knocking the diner system in this country.
Sure. Well, you know, if you go to a Greek diner, there's going to be a hair in your food every single time.
That's
and I'm
right.
sorry. And I'm sorry, but it's true.
We don't wear hair nets. It's impossible. That is immobile.
You got to eat that thing with the spinach.
That's what I get. That's my thing. I always get it. I always get that, and I also always get saganaki, which is the flaming cheese. Where that's where they set it on fire, and they go oppa, and then you spread this hot ass goat cheese on the warm bread. God,
I'm opening a new restaurant, Greek Chinese fusion.
Oh,
What the hell is going to be on that?
Baklava fried rice.
Crab rangoon kopita.
Give me some lamb chow mein.
Well, that would actually be good.
Actually.
Well, yeah. I don't eat babies, but...
You don't eat lamb?
No.
Oh, rack of lamb.
I don't eat lamb. I don't eat veal. Yeah, no.
Lamb chops.
We've discussed this before.
They're children.
But you did kill a baby snake.
I had to.
They're ugly and poisonous. The only thing you can do with a sheep other than eat it is fuck it.
Oh, shit.
You could get some lanolin.
One time I did a commercial for my old company where we shot a bunch of animals for this radio station, an oldie station. So we went out to this
farm. With a gun?
Well, no, we didn't shoot them with a gun. We shot them with a film camera. We staged them, and then we had them digitally.
You staged them?
That's right. We staged them so they could be in the shot.
We all know how painful that can be.
That's right. And I saw we had a sheep there, you know, a male sheep. So I guess what you call that is a ewe. No, that's a female.
Ram.
Yeah, ram. And I went around behind him. I said, holy shit, that motherfucker's balls are as big as bowling balls. Both of them were. And I couldn't believe it.
Both of his balls?
Both of his balls were as big as.
Did you handle them?
No, man, I didn't want to touch them. I was just in awe.
Do you eat sheep? I mean, people eat sheep's balls.
I was in you.
Aren't those Rocky Mountain oysters?
I don't know, man. I thought those were from the rivers of the Rocky Mountains.
No, they're balls.
Yeah, I know.
Right? For a sheep, you got some balls on you. You know that?
So, R.I.P., Jeff, who died? I was going to say that we kicked it off with the guy from Star Trek.
Right, you want to start off with Anton Yelchin?
Yeah.
27.
The new Star Trek.
Yeah, I played Chekhov on the new Star Trek movies.
Not so wait, really, is there?
Oh, sorry.
I was going to say, not really Russian, right?
No.
Okay.
Wait, his family's from Russia, right?
He was also Odd Thomas in the Odd Thomas movie, I think.
That's right. That was a good movie.
He was going to be Brady Hartsfield in the new Stephen King. Have you read the last three Stephen King books?
The
Mercedes Killer.
I've only read the first one.
Right. He was going to be the Mercedes Killer. Okay. Brady Hartsfield. But now he's dead.
He was in that terrible Fright Night remake.
Yes.
But I can't get over the fact that he was Odd Thomas. I never even remembered it. That real hot chick was Odd Thomas's girlfriend.
Right.
Yeah, that was a weird movie.
She was also in Californication one season. That girl.
Yeah.
Remember
Truth
that?
Is out there.
Yeah. What's her name?
Which season? Who did she play?
Can you Google it?
Yeah.
I watched all the seasons. I'm trying to think.
She was the 17-year-old actress. Or the 18-year-old, the young actress.
The one that punched him in the face? That one?
No, that was his wife's stepdaughter.
Oh, yeah, and she was in a few different seasons.
Yeah. Well, she did bang her, and he didn't know she was 17.
Was it his girlfriend, Addison Timlin?
Yeah, that's her, Addison Timlin. She played the female, the girlfriend of Odd Thomas in that Odd Thomas movie.
Oh,
I hope they make more. I guess they can't make any more with him.
That's so sad. And then his Jeep, I guess they're going to get a big fat lawsuit right?
The Jeep.
You get that Jeep free for being in Star Trek, right?
Oh, really?
Jeep was one of the sponsors.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, so I
think so, yeah.
But those Jeeps are being recalled.
Right.
All right, what's the final thing that had? Because I've only read the first day.
All right, got out of his car for, like, to open his gate or something, and the car rolled back over him.
Yep.
Right, but
and Jeep just had a recall on it or something about
so it
where
it was an operator error. I just assumed he.
No,
fucked
it
up.
Has a weird gear shift that you manipulate, but it always looks like it's in drive.
That's weird.
Or park, right? Wait, like park. You think it's park. In park,
yeah.
But it's not.
Right.
Oh,
and that's been the issue with it. And they
what
were
the fuck is that?
Well,
awful.
Yeah, I mean that's why this shit happened to him, I guess. But
huh.
I would think he'd be making better, but I guess if he was given the Jeep, because I was thinking he's got to be making better money than Jeep money.
I know, his house looked nice.
Maybe he's frugal.
Yeah, I think Jeep was like one of the big sponsors for Star Trek, and I think they gave him that Jeep for being in the Star Trek movies.
Well, huh. They were very comfortable. They have a nice wraparound seat. I used to sell Jeeps. I sold Jeeps for a little while.
Anyway.
Yeah, the Grand Cherokees are...
I think the Illuminati killed him so Star Trek would get more press.
Oh, well, of course that. Everybody knows that.
Anyway, he's dead, Jim.
He didn't even have a red shirt.
No.
You guys.
Oh. That was my first thought, too, when I saw it.
Do you think they'll play the Spock, Kirk battle theme music at his funeral?
I think they'll have the original Gorn costume in the next movie. That would be great. Speaking of Star Trek, this is going off the rails a little bit.
That's fine.
Jeff and I collect... digital trading cards. What
of course you do.
Just Star Wars.
That one with the Star Trek card sucks, though.
Oh, I love
like,
it.
I have like $100,000 on there, and I never find anything good to spend it on.
Because they do it right. They only put out the insert cards.
It's stupid. I have like 1,000 Star Trek cards on there. But then,
why don't you download the flash packs? That's how you get the inserts.
Yeah, I don't know how to do it.
Well, because you don't know how to do things. I like it. It's the Quid app, and you also get those little... what are those little things you tear open? Plinkos? Or that's a game on the game. The
are you guys right. speaking English now? I don't even know.
Price is Right.
They're little things people collect. They're like emojis or my emoji or some shit like that. They have those on there. So I open all those packs and then people will trade me for them and give me Star Trek cards. It's the Quid. CBS owns it. CBS app. And it's only available on the iPhone. But it's a cool app if you like trading digital trading cards. And I do, and I think it's more fun than that stupid Star Wars where they come up. Or the Walking Dead app, the Topps Chewing Gum Company has the Grateful Dead. I mean, the Walking Dead. I would like the Grateful Dead, yeah. The Walking Dead card trader app, which is really cool. But every day they add like 3 new subsets, and it's just fucking ridiculous.
Hey, I get tons of notifications. I got to shut that shit up.
Yeah, and it goes, wow.
That scared me.
I know, like, me too.
When you open it up, because
I was walking.
When you get a notification, it makes like a walker sound, like. Yeah. And I didn't know what it was that I because I had just installed the app, and I just hear this. I'm just laying there watching TV, and I hear this. Like, what the fuck?
It's happening.
Oh, I can't even talk that because the same thing happened to me. I was just walking through the kitchen, and it went.
I'm like, get it
because I always have my phone off. And, you know what I mean? And I it vibrates when you.
Oh, I'm gonna fuck with my wife with that one. So bad.
And the most embarrassing one is when you get the alert on for Star Wars. It's R2-D2, but it's a real long.
It's like, okay, okay, I got it. Beep, 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 beep.
And you know you're waiting in line at the adult bookstore. And, you
know, yeah, that's what you do.
You want to get tokens, you know. Well, thank God they have the dollar machines now.
Instead of the dime machines?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Oh, yeah. Y'all looking at me like you've never gone into a video booth. In a...
They don't even have video booths anymore. It's now your den and your laptop.
No, man. Whenever I'm driving up Route 15 through Pennsylvania.
Yeah, they still have that one in Chambersburg I drove past.
Though they have 100 of them up there.
Didn't they used to protest that one?
They always, yeah. They always have these billboards that say, truckers welcome. Truck party. Like, if you're driving down the fucking road, do you what goes through? You know what? I need to pull over and jack off.
Hey, when you're that messed up, man, you gotta.
It's something beyond that, though, because, I mean, you could just do it. You have it on your phone and just do it in your car, I know. But you want to be in there. You want that atmosphere because it's some freaky shit.
It used to be a place to go to watch other people jerk off, I guess, and hook up with, you know, anonymous dudes.
That's
I was driving through, I think it was Florida, and I stopped at a truck stop, and I was just in there to buy, you know, whatever and gas
up.
Yeah,
right.
Maybe take a shower with Phil.
I passed by, there was a door opened, and it was a theater, and they were showing porn on like some huge screen in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I was like, oh, okay. And there was, you know, at least.
So 7 hours later when I arrived. Right.
There was at least 20 seats.
Popping. What is this film you guys
No, are? I was a little fascinated.
Last week I was at the Buford Highway Twin by myself, and I heard these two guys blowing each other, and I said, well, you know, I'm just going to stay.
may as well. If they're enjoying themselves, why would I not enjoy myself?
I'll talk about that someday on the podcast.
Yeah,
the
you
times.
Did talk a little bit about
you
the
did.
Oh, I did.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Jesus. Yeah. Never go there.
And you heard the noises.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And not just your feet sticking to the floor. Who else died?
Ron Lester from
Varsity Blues.
Varsity Blues.
Yeah, I never watched that.
Yeah.
I've never seen it either.
He's you know, I like the parody of Not Another Teen Movie when he plays the same character basically in that movie. And they make fun of the fact that he gets a million concussions in Varsity Blues. Not Another Teen Movie is a funny movie.
I watched the clips of it on YouTube when he caught the fumble and ran in the touchdown. He was the hero. But, man, I never knew he was that big. Yeah. Because when I met him back at 96 Rock when that movie The Greenskeeper came out, and I played a clip of it in the intro. You heard Southside Steve, and then I cut a line in from Ron Lester. But... yeah, I never really knew anything that he was in other than that.
So. He was in Freaks and Geeks.
Oh, he was on that show? Yeah. Well, he's a regular cast member?
Yeah, he was on like 4 or 5 episodes.
Okay.
But he had lost a ton of weight.
He was pretty healthy before he died. That, okay. As far as his weight goes.
What happened? What did he die of?
Cancer, maybe? I'll have
to look liver.
It said he was in the hospital for a good long time.
Organ
before
failure,
he died.
I think, is what, right. what I.
Organ failure, yeah.
But that could be just about anything.
He was only 45.
Do you know, you guys have you all seen The Greenskeeper?
I never saw it. Maybe I saw clips or something.
Yeah, it was years ago.
Yeah. You know, okay, it's a movie with Southside Steve co-produced it with Kevin Green. I mean, they sank money into it.
Kevin and Green.
Yeah, that's his name.
Okay.
I don't know what he does today. And there were some, you know, B-list actors in it, obviously. Ron
Lester.
He
hasn't done much since 2006.
I don't even know how to say this guy's name. Alion Ruggiero. He was in Dead Poets Society. He was the redheaded kid who narked him out. John Rocker was also in it. John Rocker played the Greenskeeper.
Whose brainchild was this, though?
I don't really know. I don't remember. Probably Kevin's. And Southside Steve's in it. He plays a tennis instructor named Chaz.
But did Steve have a part in, like, putting this all together?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he helped.
Writing it, maybe?
Probably.
Some of it?
I don't know. It's not.
I listened to Regular Guys back then, and I remember when it was going on, they would talk about it all the time.
It's the thing to me is it's a watchable movie. And and it's really an early throwback to 80s movies before they were doing throwbacks to 80s movies.
Right.
So, you know, Steve's character is, you know, Chaz, obviously that's an 80s name.
Yeah.
And then the character that Ron Lester played, his name was Styles, which is taken directly from Teen Wolf.
And I feel like Chaz was from April Fool's Day.
Yeah, Chaz is also in one of... Chaz is what? Isn't that the guy's name in Back to School?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, Back to School. You know, the dickhead guy.
Yeah, oh yeah. Billy Zabka.
Oh, right.
Yeah, William Zabka. Yeah, so... anyway, yeah, the best parts of the movie to me, though, were Larry Wax as the milkman. And if you've never seen that, you got to go find it. Because the whole movie, Greenskeeper, is on YouTube. That's the only place I could find it. I mean, I have a DVD, but who's going to get up and go put a DVD
sure.
in? I mean, come on. It's
does it have a Rotten Tomatoes score?
2016. I think it does.
Huh.
I'll look it up right now.
Oh, no. All right, let's place guesses.
But anyway, Larry plays this character that they're watching on TV. It's the milkman, and he's a serial killer. And one of our old Bod Squad girls was in it. Because she would show her tits, I think. And
all right, where can I find this now?
What'd you knock over?
My water, but the cap was on there.
And then Eric Von Hessler is in a scene at the beginning of the film when the main guy, the guy whose dad was killed by the greenskeeper, he's going to work, and they're in a trailer park, and they look over, and there's this bum, you know, with a beer in his hand and the goatee and the hat on, and Eric just sticks his middle finger up, flips him off.
He looks so young in that picture of that.
I know.
Still shot of him.
Well, that was 2002, so you do the math, 14 Jeez. Years ago.
Wow.
Greenskeeper.
John Rocker's got a get a remake going on that.
Whoa.
Oh.
Did y'all ever see the Greenskeeper?
Well, you were doing some television, sir, so I thought maybe that might.
I wanted to do a radio show, so I was talking to Southside Steve, and I was like, "You remember doing the show?" It's got 30% score.
Oh,
30%.
That's not bad.
30. Well, it's not good either.
Got 2.9 out of 10 on IMDb.
The number I had in my head. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Like I said, it's not unwatchable. I mean, you know, it'll keep you interested. At least it kept me interested, and I only saw it once.
It's a B horror movie. Basically.
But
Emmanuel Lewis was not in this.
No, he was not. Oh. He was in the movie that never got released, though. Some vampire movie they made.
No way.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know if it ever got released or not.
He was the vampire?
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, if somebody look at my phone, because I got to check Twitter. I tweeted that we were about to record the show. You know,
and?
28 weeks in, and I finally, oh yeah, that's what people do. When
I've done that on Facebook, though.
What's that?
I usually put out on Facebook that, hey, we're heading to the studio, blah, blah, blah.
I just want to check. Here's two right away. This is BBP for life, or at Austinphobia. Top 5 pair of shoes owned, top 5 credits songs, both start and end. Do any of y'all do performances, i.e. stand-up music, etc.? Well, only Ira does.
That's true.
Well, what did you ask? I didn't know.
Steph used to do stand-up.
Well, I said just send us questions or whatever.
Oh, just questions.
But now's a good time for you to say that you perform live music.
I perform live music. And actually, if this is going to be up Thursday...
Maybe.
If you're listening to this and it's Thursday, I'm at Northside Tavern Thursday night. It's a late show, 10 o'clock till...
Is that on Howell Mill?
Like sunrise.
Because we're not because we're not recording, I can edit it tomorrow night when I get home from work.
Okay.
So.
Hal Mill Road and 14th Street.
Here's another one. This was from Echo Foxtrot 3932. He tweets us a lot.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I can't come up with any questions or comments other than I love you guys. I always look forward to the podcast.
So, aww.
Dude, thank you very much.
What a sweetheart.
Both of these guys.
Go on iTunes and both those write guys us are a great, review.
Man.
Yeah. Please do that, but I retweeted both of them.
Yeah, I did some olive oil joke and the Austin Phobia. He just sends me the story. I had no idea that the olive oil business was so sordid. Did you know that?
No.
Like, the mafia controls.
Genko. I know Genko.
Yeah, and they put, I forgot what the fuck, not formaldehyde, but some crazy shit in there. And half the olive oil that you get that you think it's extra virgin olive oil, that it's whatever, it's not at all.
I heard about this.
Yeah.
Fuck that shit.
Yeah, it's very shady.
I don't like that at all, Michael.
Use Spanakopita as a lubricant.
Luca Brasi, my dearest and oldest friend.
Why did you put the formaldehyde?
Anybody else croak?
That guy from PM Dawn, what was his name? Atrell Cordes? Cordes?
What? The singer?
Yeah. Oh, come on.
Get the fuck out of here.
Well, you got to get back on Facebook to find these things out.
Oh, my God. I usually find this shit out on Twitter. I usually know everything you know, usually.
What's a hit that the PM Dawn had?
I Die Without You from Boomerang.
Okay. No.
It's my time.
That was right in my wheelhouse.
Boomerang was funny.
What movie is Boomerang?
Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, but I know, but what's it about?
Oh, okay. So Eddie Murphy is like this high-profile ad exec, blah, 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 and there ain't no bitch that can tame him. Every time he hooks up with a woman, he always finds something wrong with her, no matter how great she is, it doesn't matter. Like, this one chick, she's bad, pulls the covers up and her feet are hammer time, as they call it.
Mm-hmm.
And but then Robin Givens comes in as one of the other ad execs and blows his doors off. But then, you know, she does what he's been doing to others. She dogs him out.
Mm-hmm.
So flips the script on him, blah, blah, blah. You know. And then Halle Berry, she's in it. She's so cute. She's really in love with Eddie Murphy. And in the end, they end up together. But David Alan Grier is in it. He's
man,
hilarious.
Spoiler alert. Thanks a lot. You know what?
It's a 30-year-old movie. I would think that you've seen Boomerang by this point.
Is it that
great,
old? It is
great
not
sound,
that old.
1992.
All right.
Shit.
I'll
all
take
right.
it back.
Great oh my, soundtrack.
Oh, my God. That makes it a 24-year-old movie.
All right. I feel like it still holds up. You could still watch it. Eartha Kitt is hilarious. Grace Jones, she plays this psycho model that's in it. She's a French model with her perfume is called Afterbirth.
I don't watch it. I like
and Jonathan Witherspoon. Oh, my God.
Distinguished Gentleman.
Okay. If you liked Distinguished Gentleman, then you would love Boomerangs. It's way better.
Well, I enjoyed it. Whose phone's ringing?
It's not mine.
It's not mine. My phone's in the car.
It's probably my family.
Oh, when are you getting here?
I've got it on
Steph, vibrate. We've got some square pizza on the table ready waiting for you.
I guess Penny Dreadful died because that show surprisingly just got canceled. Or the people who created it just said, this is all we wanted to do.
The guy said he knew at the beginning of season 3 that this was going to be the end. But Showtime still said season finale. It didn't say series finale on those two episodes that aired on Sunday. But the guy said that they're done. And
maybe the graphics guy was on vacation then.
Penny Dreadful died at the end.
Billy Piper,
spoiler alert.
Billy Piper on Twitter didn't look like she had any clue that it was over.
Yeah. She's coming to Dragon Con.
You can ask her at Dragon Con.
Maybe we will.
Maybe we will.
Maybe we will.
I'd rather ask her about that scene from the what was that show about the secret life of a call girl?
Never saw it.
Where she pees on the guy?
No, never saw
that. That was the beginning of Billions.
Golden Showers.
Yeah. Does that bring back memories?
It does of my teenage years. I'm kidding.
I know.
I'm absolutely
those Polish.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of Cub Scouts.
Oh, God. You had a creepy
it
scout leader.
Back.
Sexy den mother. Lay down, I gotta go pee. So what are you guys looking forward to that's coming out? I was reading up some shit on the internet and some shit caught my eye.
What are you looking forward to?
You know, I do a horror.
Ghostbusters. Yeah.
I read this online. Eli Roth, you know that guy that did Hostel?
Yes.
Isn't that who did Hostel?
Yeah, and he was the bear Jew in Inglourious Bastards.
Right. And he hosts Shark Week. On Discovery.
Oh, okay.
Shark Week.
Shark Week, yeah.
And he hosts like Shark a Week talk show at night, and he has guests really? On, and they talk about sharks.
Yeah. Shit, I would like to watch that.
That's pretty good. Start mm-hmm. Shark Week starts next week.
Ah, yes.
Shark Week. Once a month in every man's life, he must deal with Shark Week. Eli Roth to direct Bruce Willis in a Death Wish remake, which is why I played a clip from Death Wish's trailer in the intro. Now, you guys like the Death Wish movies? They're too old for you.
No, I watched it when I was a kid.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, did Ira?
You
ever see Death Wish?
Yeah, but I mean, I wasn't real familiar with those movies.
Well, the sequels are terrible, but they're fun to watch. But the original one was good. You know, Jeff Goldblum is one of the hoods.
Oh, you stop
beats
it.
Beats up and attacks his wife at the beginning. Yeah.
Oh, my God. A very I had young, no idea.
Very I didn't know about skinny. That.
He's wearing like a Jughead hat from Archie. Because they're all white thugs.
Right.
And they bust into his house and beat up his kill his wife and all that shit.
Yeah, so that's sure. Why he,
and you know the movie, of course, inspired Bernie Getz, the New York subway shooter from the '80s.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yes, that movie. Well, they say it inspired him. But anyway, I think that Bruce Willis is definitely a good candidate for that. Could be like a Die Hard-ish, but I don't know. Maybe he'll be darker because Willis can do dark.
Yeah, I don't remember there being any, but maybe he could bring a little humor to it, because I don't feel like Charles Bronson, there was a lot of humor there.
But in what way would he be different than John McClane? You know what I mean?
Like a mustache.
Yeah, that's it, though.
Right. When I heard that he was doing that, I'm like, well, it's got to be the same character, basically.
Well, if the director or whatever can really pull something out of him and make him act like he did in Pulp Fiction, I mean, you know, he has the ability to.
No, I think he's great.
Yeah.
But,
so he could bring in the sadness and the pain Bronson had, you know.
Yeah. Where's my wife? I'm Paul Kersey. I got a wish for death.
He had a little clip on The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I shot him.
Where's Otis?
I shot him.
Otis, what?
I love it when they have him on The Simpsons. There's a ton of times he's been on there.
Yeah.
Just out of the blue. There he is. Also, the game South Park, The Fractured But Whole preview was last week, and it looks fucking awesome.
And so it's for all platforms or just PS3?
PS4 right now.
PS4, right.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to get a PS4 eventually.
Yeah, I was going to put that out to the radios. Like, you know, I've been an Xbox guy forever. But
I have two PlayStation 2s. Can I just
put them together? Yeah.
Multiply them.
But I'm thinking about making the Switch for my next thing. But I've had an old Xbox for like 8 years or something.
You don't have the new one?
No, I have the old white one, like the old 360.
Oh, wow. Mercy.
Well, it works for what I need it for. But
right.
I'm into racing games. If I'm playing games, I like race. So, and I think there's better and more racing games on PS4, on PlayStation. But I'm not sure about that.
I know my old man, he's had every console that was ever been, and he made the transition from Xbox to PS during 3. Now he's on 4, so yeah, he would never look back.
Never go back to Xbox?
Nah.
All right, well, maybe that's the answer I need.
Controller and the whole thing and blah, blah, blah. And then we got like the camera, so you can do all the stupid shit without... you can do all that stupid shit.
Down at Mary Todd Hairdressing Company on Carroll Street in Cabbage Town, where I work.
Next to the weird statue.
That is a statue of Jack Daniels.
Oh, really?
Weird statue of Jack Daniels
outside.
The whiskey,
Jack Daniels?
Oh, you went down there.
I drove past.
He drove by the other day. He could have, stopped in and said hello.
Did a drive-by.
Yeah. He just gooped.
That street's weird. There's no place to park there. And the whole lane of cars just parked on the one side.
I love that neighborhood.
Isn't that by Little's food store?
Oh, it's right next to Little's. And they have fucking great food.
Did you get those little burgers? Burgers?
I've had a burger from there. Their chicken salad is fucking amazing. It's chicken salad. It's chicken. Duke's mayonnaise. Which is only good in salad. Like, I don't like it on a sandwich, but I'll eat a salad made with it. Because I'm a Hellman's man all day long.
Of course.
Bring out the Hellman's
and
go fuck yourself. Mm. Yeah, but the Duke's is okay. Anyway.
Yeah, Duke's is good.
Duke's is good.
Yeah. I want to go to One-Eared Stag next time I'm down that way.
Get that meat stick.
So, the other day I watched this dude's hair and I said, what do you do? And he goes, I'm a chef at Gun Show.
Oh, sweet. I still haven't been there.
I've been
to
Gun Show.
God, I want to go. Is it really? Is it amazing?
Expensive as hell, but yeah, it was good.
Anyway, so what was I talking about?
What's the brunch place that's right over there too?
Carroll Street Cafe.
That's it.
I get coffee there sometimes.
Yeah, that's a great place.
And Cabbage Pie is really good pizza. It's the first time I've had pizza in Atlanta that reminds me of. We used to go to this place in Virginia Highlands. It's gone. It was called Everybody's Pizza.
Oh, yeah, Everybody's. Oh, yeah.
And cabbage pie reminds me of that. Because their sauce to me was real unique, and I loved going there. Remember, we used to go there a lot.
Yeah, we went there for your 30th birthday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? Yep.
They used to have the linguine with clams. Nobody does that anymore.
Linguine with clams.
What's that place by OK Cafe? They have the good linguine and clams. That pizza place.
Piro's.
Yeah.
It's off of West Paces.
Linguine and clams there.
Yeah. They do. Good linguine. I can make you some linguine and clams.
Yeah?
Yes.
All right, I'm coming over.
All right, make you some linguine.
If you're lucky, maybe you'll see the Nature Boy, Ric Flair, in there.
Does he go in there?
No, but remember there was that guy that had the long blonde hair.
Oh, yeah.
The old guy with the long blonde hair that kept saying it was Ric Flair.
Or Ashley Schaefer, BMW.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Now I've lost my complete train. Oh, anyway, yeah. So at Mary Todd, why was I talking about
the game? The game. Start with the game.
Oh, yeah, okay. There's a big TV, you know, big digital television on the wall, and sometimes they'll play, you know, while the music's playing in the background, they'll put on video games being played, and that's
like Twitch or
it's from Twitch.
Okay.
Or guys record their Twitch and then put it on YouTube.
Okay.
And so it's all these you know, first person shooter games.
Yeah.
And it's just making me want to play games again because I'm watching it and it's triggering something in my brain. It's like, oh, the firing the synapses going, oh, don't go there.
Right.
And yeah, I haven't played a game in almost a year and a half now.
But it's interesting you'd say that because I just kind of got the bug again too. I haven't played anything in a while and I just started picking up the controller and playing again.
Well, I don't even have a console. I have a PlayStation 3, but I don't have a controller and I don't even have cables for it. I got to get a DVD out of it and then I'm going to sell it.
Well, you know, you can go to Battle and Brew over in Sandy Springs and...
I'm not driving all the way to Sandy Springs to play video games.
Well, you could.
Yeah.
You say could. It.
Yeah.
You go there.
Hey, if you don't live in Atlanta, you should move here.
Exactly.
Look, I know 99.9% of our audience is in Atlanta, but sometimes on our little analytics, it says Peru.
Well, there's Peruvians. Love to talk about...
My friend from Peru.
Carroll Ecuador. Street Cafe.
Ecuador.
Oh, yeah.
He likes...
Oh, that might be
people
my guy.
People talking about trannies.
Who?
My friend from Peru.
You don't have a friend from Peru.
Yeah.
What's his name?
That's where he gets the Peruvian flake.
Juan.
Is he Inca?
No.
He's not an Inca?
Incan? No,
he's a Nazi war criminal that moved there after World War II.
And his name is Juan?
Well, that's what he goes by.
That was Wankowski.
Juan Schmidt. So those are the things I'm looking forward to. In the world.
I started the old South Park game. I couldn't even finish it.
Why didn't you like that game?
Since video games develop more than four buttons, I'm out.
Dude, that game, Stick of Truth was one of the most, it was the funnest game I've ever played in my life.
Stick of Truth?
Yeah.
There's so many damn buttons, though.
But there's...
X, Y, D, square,
once
round,
you figure
thing,
out how to...
I can't do it.
You have to do all the moves to get the, because there's
can't
power moves and shit, and, you know, and special
I
want
to go
things.
Back to the one red button and one stick.
Right. Asteroids.
Oh, yeah. Dragon Slayer.
1982, that Christmas... I had a shit fit about my getting this Atari, and
the paddle with the round thing. I was the best at any of those games. No button, just
in
the
television?
Round thing. Yeah.
No. That they had the round
the Atari
paddle.
Round paddle. Oh, yeah, for like Breakout and stuff. Mm.
Right. Jeff had ColecoVision.
Oh yeah.
Oh my.
And yeah. I always played Smurfs.
Yeah, I remember that. I didn't have it, but I had a friend that had it.
You had to jump over shit and then, you know, fight Gargamel. And...
Man, you are tapping into a memory of mine. I haven't thought about that in like.
And it had those cool ColecoVision games because the graphics on that were way better than Atari.
Yeah. I mean, I remember when that came out, everybody was like, holy shit.
Yep. And then what was the next big one? The Sega Genesis? Nintendo was before.
Well, Intellivision was kind of big in my area.
Yes, our friend Stu had an Intellivision.
Yeah.
The guy that met Muhammad Ali.
Stu had a Magnavox.
That's an Intellivision.
No, Intellivision. Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right. The one that had a keyboard as well.
I think so.
Yeah, and it had those plastic sheets that you had to put over.
Yes.
Yes. All right. That was called Intellivision.
Yeah.
And it had that knockoff Pac-Man game.
Yeah. Right?
Oh, yeah.
And they got sued.
Really?
Yeah, then they went out of business.
I got to read a book about all this shit. I'm sure there's books out there. I'm in for that. Somebody recommend something.
Listen to us talking about video games.
No, this is good.
The old ones were fantastic. I was a Pitfall person myself.
Frogger.
Qbert.
Which
wasn't
Preacher.
That was on Preacher,
he was playing Qbert.
Jeff was good at Spy Hunter and you were good.
Oh, yeah.
You were good
and
at
Gorf.
And Joust. I was good at Gorf, too.
Joust, yeah. I was real good at Joust.
I was good at Joust.
Gorf was a fun game.
We might see Joust in Ready Player One.
Yeah.
Gorf, when it comes out.
Gorf, Gyrus, and Galaga were my three favorite games.
Oh, of course. Galaga is universal.
I hated Zaxxon.
Yeah, me too.
You guys remember a game called Moon Patrol?
Mm-mm.
Hmm.
No.
Isn't that the name of a band now?
Probably.
No, that's what I go on at night when I look in people's windows.
Well, then, you go on Moon Patrol.
Yeah.
It was like a 1982 game, you know, where you're just a car on the moon, like shooting shit. But it had, the soundtrack was Green Onions, you know, which is all Booker T and the MG's song. And it's, you know, just a cool tune.
Mm.
And then years later, when I got into listening to Green, I was like, what is that Moon Patrol song?
In MIDI format?
Yeah. Yeah.
Steph, it says here that you have something you're looking forward to.
I do. I do. It's a new movie that comes out next month in limited release. How do you say this dude's name? Waikiki Taiti. I think is how his name is.
Okay.
Waikiki Taiti.
Okay.
He's the guy. Well, he's the guy who wrote and directed.
What We Do in the Shadows.
What We Do in the Shadows, and he starred in that. And then he also wrote and directed Eagle vs. Shark, which is one of my another one of my favorite movies, without a doubt. So he's doing another movie. It comes out next month. They're going to play it at the Midtown Art Cinema.
Oh, I'm right down the street from there.
On July 17th.
The guy from Flight of the Conchords is not in this movie?
Yes, he is in this movie. Okay, Rhys Darby is in this movie. But it stars Sam Neill. And he said this was a big deal for him because Sam Neill, which I did not realize that he was from New Zealand. I thought he was British.
Oh, yeah?
Oh.
But he is from New Zealand, and they revere him like a god there,
he's
basically.
He's a Kiwi.
Yeah, because he's never really come back to do any like New Zealand movies. And in this movie, I mean, it's another comedy, and if you've seen those other ones, you know how he does, basically. Mm-hmm. But the name of the movie is called The Hunt for the Wilder People. And it starts out, this little chubby kid, he's always in trouble, and he's been kicked out of everywhere, and there's like this one last relative for him to go live with, and Sam Neill is the husband of this lady, and he's this old curmudgeon or whatever. So the kid runs away. Sam Neill goes to find him in the New Zealand bush, where it's where they filmed all this stuff. Shut up, Tim. So he goes off to find him, and then I guess they end up liking it out there, and people are looking for them, and they don't want to come out. So it looks like it's going to be pretty funny.
All
but
right.
Anyway, it looks interesting. And shows, I'm looking
she
forward
to. She is my bushwise, lies me bush, Lee's eggs. Well, it's Kiwi, right?
Lee's eggs.
Band meeting.
Oh, and did you know that Waikiki Taiti, how do you pronounce his name? Did you know he's directing the next Thor movie? So
it's
kind of a big deal for him to go from little New Zealand indie films, and now he's
making
Thor.
Well, they like doing that nowadays. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it'll probably be one of the best Thors without a doubt, I would imagine.
Fucking wait until this superhero thing is over, but I guess it's never going to be. It's never going to be.
No, of course. It's making too much money.
Nope.
Right?
Yeah, of course.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah. Doesn't Disney own the Marvel franchise?
Yes.
Yes, they do. So
anyway.
I have one more thing I was looking forward to.
Sunsets?
No. Shut up.
Long walks on
no,
the
No, definitely
beach.
Not in Detroit.
Square pizza.
I saw Nice Guys this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
It was so good.
And?
And they showed the preview for that Ben Affleck movie, The Accountant.
Ben Affleck?
Yes, it looks bad.
It's Matt Affleck?
Ben Affleck.
I don't care. That's how I pronounce it, Ira. Well, Affleck.
No, I would.
Affleck.
If I've been wrong this whole time,
I don't
want to
know. I think it's a tomato situation, but but it has John Lithgow. It has Jeffrey
Tambor.
You say
Affleck, I say box office poison.
Shut up. I'm telling you, this looks like a really good movie.
Did I ever tell you that story when I auditioned to be in Little Shop of Horrors?
No.
You had to sing a song, and I didn't have a song, but I just sang a little something. And but anyway, while I'm watching the other auditions, this girl comes in and sings. You say tomato, I say tomato. She goes, "You say tomato, I say tomato. Let's call the whole thing off." she didn't say tomato, potato, potato. She kept saying potato, potato, tomato,
was
tomato.
Was she doing it to be funny, or was
no?
She
had no idea.
What girl was that?
Never heard the song before. I don't know. I can't remember.
That's hilarious.
You say tomato.
That's
got to
be.
I say tomato.
A bit somewhere in some show.
Well, cool. Anybody else got anything?
Well, I didn't put it down on our sheet.
You did finish, right?
I'm done. Okay. Yeah.
She finished.
Yeah, I finished before you guys. Clean that up, as usual.
yeah, right.
I don't know too much about it yet, but I've been seeing the trailers on HBO, but Westworld.
Oh, yeah, Westworld. Oh, yeah. Right. The teaser looked awesome.
Yes.
So you probably know a lot more than I do about it, however.
I've seen the original.
Well, yeah, I've seen the original, but this new one looks pretty killer. Yeah. on it. So, do you know when that's supposed to come out?
No.
Sorry, I haven't done my research on it. I've just been seeing the trailers.
I feel like it said September or something like that.
Yeah, so it's probably end of the summer or fall.
Yeah, that looks great.
Westworld.
Love westerns, love sci-fi. Love them when you can you can combine them and make it work.
Unless Harrison Ford and James Bond are in it.
Right.
Wait, which?
Cowboys and Aliens.
Oh, God, it's horrible.
Anthony Hopkins is in this one.
Yeah.
Oh, and what's the one with Will Smith? That one was also awful.
That
was
no, I like that one.
iRobot?
No.
Maverick?
No.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Was it the Wild Wild West?
Wild Wild West.
Oh, yeah, Wild Wild West. Yeah.
Listen, it's a horrible movie.
Maverick. That was good. That was with
But I liked it.
It was a horrible movie.
He turned into a spider. It was kind of cool.
The robot spider at the end was written for the failed...
Yeah, that Superman movie.
Superman movie with Nicolas Cage.
You got to watch that Death of Superman, What Happened documentary on Netflix.
That is good.
That is a fantastic. Isn't Kevin Smith's in that lot, right?
What's that called?
The Death of Superman.
Death of Superman.
Oh, the death of, sorry.
Yeah, you get to see all this footage.
The Death of Superman Lives... colon what happened or something like that
and you see all this footage of Nicolas Cage with long hair and he's in the Superman outfit and it's all shiny and stupid looking and he's I am Clark Kent.
What?
You just gotta watch it.
Yeah, I can't wait.
If he would play it like he did Vampire's Kiss, that would be fantastic.
Oh, there was one other thing I wanted to say, speaking of September. There's Ron Howard produced and directed a Beatles documentary that's going to cover their tour.
Early years.
Well, no, it's their tour. They're when they performed. So I guess, their early years.
Like when they were making a Hard Day's Night and stuff like that.
And then it'll finish in 65 because their last live show was, I think, at Candlestick Park. Or it might have been here at Fulton County. I don't know exactly. But I know those are the two big shows. From
That'll probably be
Jeff?
Good.
I didn't have any. I mean, I have my staff pick, but.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case, speaking of staff picks, hi, it's Paul. this is my go-to now. Ira, were you finished? Because I didn't want
to. I'm finished. Just Westworld.
Clean that up, Ira.
Is something I am looking forward to.
If there's animals, something will come and lick it up. All right. We'll come back in a minute and talk Game of Thrones and TV and do staff picks and stuff. We'll see you in a second.
All right.
If you like this podcast, please subscribe to us on iTunes and like us and give us ratings. We'll read them at the end of the show. Also, follow us on Twitter at @radio_labyrinth and on Facebook, Radio Labyrinth.
This is how the call to the KDKB morning show began.
Listen, I raise dogs and breed dogs and I fight dogs. And I don't think there's a problem with it.
He was very matter-of-fact about it, which in itself is very frightening.
Show hosts JR and Marcy were stunned by the mysterious caller's arrogance.
It's something that makes me a lot of money. It makes a lot of people a lot of money.
He said he doesn't see it slowing down. He doesn't think anybody will bust him.
Who's cracking down on it? Nobody around here.
While illegal dogfights are known to exist in Arizona, no one has ever come forward to brag about making a living off animals like this guy.
I got 50 or so pit bulls. I got a brand new litter on the way, and all of them are going to be dog fighters. And I'm about to run out right now and breed a couple more.
Kim Netzel of the Arizona Humane Society says dogs who lose these fights, if they survive, end up in local shelters. She wants the caller caught.
He's got an accent that is not common to this part of the country, so somebody might recognize his voice.
Listen to it one last time.
It's just all this grandstanding and feel good because everybody likes dogs and wants to cuddle up with them. Well, these dogs aren't cuddly dogs.
Oh, we're back.
Yes, welcome back from our long break. I ate a bag of peanuts, can you tell?
Mm.
Yeah, you're all peanutty.
I'm all peanutty.
I had two nuggets.
You only rent peanuts. You had two nuggets.
I heard peanuts are going to be extinct by the year 2020 or 2030.
How?
Yeah, why is that?
Because of the global warming.
And they can't grow in the warm climates?
Apparently not.
Really?
Surely
grow
somebody
in the
can
South.
Hydroponically grow peanuts. Yeah.
Don't tell... George Washington Carver that.
Well, this whole generation of pussy millennials and babies are allergic to peanuts. I don't know how the fuck that happened.
Well, if I don't have peanut butter, I'll blow my brains out. So.
No shit. I'm serious, though.
Yeah, I don't want to live in a world with no peanut butter.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah, I don't either.
I always, anytime you ever meet somebody and they're allergic to it, you're like, that's what's wrong with you.
Yeah. But how did this happen? They used to have these great donuts at Dunkin' Donuts.
The peanut. You can still get those at Sheetz now.
You can?
Oh, yeah.
Because you can't get them at Dunkin' Donuts. A lot of them don't carry them anymore.
You got to go to like that?
Has it, and it's exactly the same peanut butter stuff on the inside with the sugar.
Oh, no, I'm talking about the donuts that have the
nuts on top.
The crushed nuts on top of them.
No.
If you go to a little offshoot like Donut King, they'll have them.
Okay, Donut King.
Mm-hmm.
Donut spot.
These are like they look like jelly donuts, but they have peanut butter stuff on the inside.
Oh, yum.
Oh, my God, they were so good.
Sublime is my favorite donut, I'm just saying. Yeah. And they opened up a second location on North Druid Hill.
Revolution's better.
That's what I heard.
I haven't had Revolution.
Revolution's better, I think.
Well, I think you should bring in a box.
I think you should give me $20 so I can buy one. It's not cheap.
Hey, I'll buy you flyers.
I will say this. I've seen Revolution, Sublime, and Dutch Monkey. They have all battled it out on that Donut Wars show or whatever the hell it is.
That's all local.
There's a show called Donut Wars.
Of course. Yes. There's a show for everything.
Uh-huh. Donut Challenge or something like that. I watch it like crazy. But anyway, out of all three of those, the only one that won was Dutch Monkey.
Where's Dutch Monkey?
There's one in Cumming.
That's the only one, I think, right?
Yeah, I think that's the only one around here.
It's pretty good.
I'm not going all the way to Cumming to get a fucking donut.
But if you happen to find yourself in Cumming.
Mm-hmm.
Just say.
If you're Cumming,
get a Cumming.
They had a donut that was wrapped in bacon.
Well, I had one that had bacon sprinkles on top.
One was wrapped. There was bacon wrapped around the entire donut.
Was it a maple donut?
It might have been.
Yeah.
There's a new French donut place in Brookhaven called Le Bleu Bleu. I don't know how to say it, but it's Le Bleu. And they have a glazed donut bacon sandwich. It's got bacon.
Are you fucking kidding?
I'm so not kidding you, dude.
All right. Yeah, you're just making it up.
I swear to God.
No, I'm being
facetious. Have you had the donut burger?
Where? Oh, yeah, I didn't like it.
I'm not down with donuts for buns.
No, it's gross. Your fingers get all sticky and shit.
What about fried chicken for buns?
Burgers to be savory. I didn't even ever try that one with peanut butter on it.
A Goober burger? Oh, I like those.
No, the Elvis burger at the Vortex, so it has plantains and peanut butter on it.
I had heard it. My boss, she's from Missouri, and she out there they call them Goober burgers. Yeah. So well before I had it here. So I put peanut butter on my burger because she hounded me about
good.
It. It was good.
Yep.
Especially, I prefer my burger savory.
Savory, especially with mayonnaise. Mayonnaise and peanut butter.
I had this weekend at Smoke Belly the pulled pork banh mi sandwich.
Where?
Ooh.
So good. Smoke Belly. Okay. Oh, dude, they got good barbecue.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway. Yeah.
I had that's a quarter pounder with cheese the other day. No
two
onions.
For $2.
Where?
I can't say. I don't want to give him a free plug.
I saw the preview for The Founder, like an extra long one when I saw Nice Guys. That looks so good. I can't wait for that.
I love that song, too. There's a song, we're talking about Ray Kroc and McDonald's, but there's a song that Dire Straits put out, I think, in 2004 called Boom Like That, and it's about Ray Kroc. It's a great song.
Really?
Yeah.
And wait, who's playing Ray Kroc again?
Keaton.
Batman. Oh, that's right.
Alex B. Keaton?
Michael.
Oh.
The one and only Bat.
Is somebody Keaton. Directing it that we know, or
I didn't get that. I haven't gotten that into it yet.
So, we have a mishmash of who watched this and who didn't watch that.
Well, we got to do the big ones.
So let's just do Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Because
there's
damn,
enough to talk
and we'll
about.
Be here for the next hour and a half.
Yeah,
everybody.
Really.
That episode was the shit.
Yeah, yeah
from
was.
Beginning to end.
Well, that's what I was waiting for.
Yeah.
That
except
episode.
For Recon doesn't know how to run.
Serpentine.
Yeah, Serpentine.
Exactly.
Who said that?
Everybody on Twitter.
Okay, yeah. Andy Richter was the one
that's right.
But
I saw.
Okay, so he's running straight because maybe he didn't see that he had the arrow, the bow and arrow when he was standing there because he picked it up after he started running.
But he knew what was
so maybe happen. He didn't see him with the bow and arrow. But then when the first arrow hit right next to his foot, that's when you start running Serpentine, motherfucker.
They didn't have Serpentine back then.
Yeah, I guess not.
Jesus. But you just knew he was going to die.
Oh, well, of course. Yeah. Well, let's start from the beginning.
Yeah,
let's
go ahead.
Begin go ahead. With Daenerys and the dragons and the slavers. And that alone was so amazing before we even get to the Bastard Bowl.
Yeah, when they busted apart that boat with the flames.
Oh, yeah. Dracarys.
Yeah. How many? They didn't destroy all the boats, obviously.
No, because that's
she wants
said.
The boat.
Our Majesty loves ships.
Yeah.
Our Majesty loves ships.
Thank you for your ships.
That was great, though, when they were here to discuss the surrender and they start laying out their terms and they're like, oh, I think you have it wrong. It's you who.
Exactly. It's like a Monty Python, you know?
And then they said you two vote on which one to kill.
Yeah.
Then he killed the two that voted.
Yep.
I thought the CGI and the dragons, I've heard some people talk shit about it. I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, it's not bad. I mean,
I was talking a little shit.
Why? Well, I mean, what the fuck do you want? It's like 2016, right? So
exactly. So I was like,
Yeah, I know, but
when you can physically...
You grew up in an era when everything was terrible.
$25 million to make just that one episode.
Wow.
Yeah.
I believe that.
And they had to choose between the giant in the Battle of the Bastards or the direwolf, and so they went with the giant. But Jon Snow's direwolf was cut because they couldn't afford to do the CGI on it.
Yeah, so what was going to happen with the direwolf?
I imagine he was going to be in the fight with Jon Snow.
Oh.
That was an awesome fight.
Oh, yeah. It was pretty amazing.
Did you see somebody put that little video up of Travolta from Pulp Fiction in the middle of the battle scene?
No. That's become a meme ever since since that debate where Bush, no, who was it? It was Jeb Bush was like, walking in front of Trump. But even before the battle started, the lead up and the build up was just fucking incredible.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you just knew something cool was going to happen. And then there's two things that I know that they did a lot of research into medieval battles because this is the first time I've ever seen bodies pile up. And apparently that's what those battles are really like.
Yeah.
And where Jon Snow almost drowns in an avalanche of dead people.
Right.
You know, or he falls into the hole. I can't even remember how he got out. Did somebody pull him out?
He drug his own self out of there. It was everything he had.
And you know, he's given up hope and it's over.
That's hard. That happened to me one time at a Henry Rollins concert.
Oh, yeah. It happened to me at a
the pit.
Dinosaur Jr. concert.
Yeah.
It's scary, isn't it? Yeah. I can't imagine what that would be like in Snow's predicament.
Well, yeah, and plus everybody's covered in blood and piss and shit, and you're dead. And
it happened to me at a Who concert in Cincinnati one time.
Oh, that's too soon, dude.
Sorry.
Yeah, man.
Well, I read that the their main inspiration was that 1985 movie Ran, Akira Kurosawa movie.
Yeah.
Japanese.
That
was like their main inspiration, but then they drew from the Battle of Agincourt was one of the real battles.
Yeah,
that they drew from. Whatever. Mm-hmm. The French and English.
Yeah.
And the other one was the Battle of Cannae.
Cannae?
Yes, between the Romans and Hannibal.
Ooh.
Because I guess that they had to kind of shift to that one because it would cost less to draw, and that's why they did the whole circle with the shields.
Yeah.
That came from that.
Right.
So I thought that was pretty cool. But they said that everything takes 50% longer to shoot when you're doing with the horses and everything like that. And especially since they're doing CGI, which this makes me sad. You know, like in that movie Ran, a lot of those horses actually got hurt and mangled and they didn't give a shit. So, which that makes me not want to watch.
That's good
it,
eating for
the
crew between shots.
But they said... And the other thing, too, is like, you know, they have to constantly stop and put gravel down to shore up for the footing for the horses so they can do what they got to do.
Right.
And whenever they were filming that scene with Jon Snow when they were having the parlay, that they had to keep stopping because the horses kept farting during Kit Harington's lines. So that made it kind of difficult.
Yeah, just with the laughing, that would take all day.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's going to be a Cannonball Run
outtake thing at
cut
the end.
Reel at the end.
I can't imagine.
It's one of my favorite things ever, by the way.
What?
The end of Cannonball Run?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
The blooper reel.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And then...
Go ahead.
No, I was just... I was just throwing out facts at you.
Steph's done.
Just doing the facts for you.
Well, do you got
there?
More facts about that battle scene?
I mean, there were probably some more. I can't remember
I mean,
all
we could go through it step
well,
by step.
Well, I know that there were... It took...
It crashed HBO Go.
What happened?
Well, it crashed.
So many people watching on demand. Yeah.
So many people shared their passwords with their friends.
Oh.
But,
well, you know, that's what people do.
Of course.
That's how I watched it a couple years ago.
It was definitely the most fulfilling episode that they've had in
some
time.
What
else was good in that?
You've been waiting for that Ramsay dude to kick the bucket for a long ass time.
I was telling Steph earlier, it felt like watching a wrestling match in the mid-80s when you knew it wasn't real, but you still kind of like, Jimmy Snuka's beating up Magnificent Morocco, and, you know, you got that, you know, that titillation feel, or not titillation.
Hello. You're titillated?
Now you know the truth about me.
It was the capes.
You know what I mean? Like, you get the goosebumps and the the end of Rocky or Karate Kid or whatever, you know, and this guy's getting his face beat to shit and you think he's going to die, but no, there's more.
Yeah, my husband said to me, he goes, would you have stayed and watched every bit of that. I said every single bite. One, because he raped the crap out of me. I would definitely want to see
it. Oh, wait, yeah, yeah. When Sansa took him and put him in his cell and sicked his dogs on him, his hungry dogs.
Exactly. And that would be my other thing. Part two was that his dogs were finally eating, because you piece of shit, you didn't feed your dogs for 7 days. Right. I would have just enjoyed that, seeing them get a meal. So.
When he's looking at the dog and he's going, down. Down.
I love it when you could hear his jaw when you heard it break off, and then he gurgled a little bit.
I put that in the intro.
Let the dog. Sansa let the dog.
It could not have been a more satisfying. Just satisfying.
I don't know. Who's with me that maybe they should have fucked with him more, though? He almost got off too easy.
It was pretty good, though.
It was pretty gruesome and bad, but... You know, I was like, keep him alive for a week and torture his nuts.
How did Littlefinger know to get there?
Sansa sent the crow. She sent the raven, right?
Yeah, but how far away is this kingdom?
Right.
Well, I don't know. What we remember, like 2-3 episodes back is when he met with that little dipshit kid.
Yeah.
And that's when he went ahead and got the army then. So I don't know how long ever 2-3 episodes takes to make.
Okay, so it wasn't this episode she didn't just reach out and he showed up.
No, and that's why she didn't want to tell John that she'd done that. Remember?
Okay, yeah.
She keeps being like, it's not enough people. But she didn't want to say,
right,
I got some people coming. Just
wait. Why wouldn't she want to say that?
I don't know.
He just kept saying, look, this is all we got. There's nothing we could do.
I'm not sure why she didn't want him to know. Maybe she wasn't sure if they were going to come or not, and she didn't want to tell him for sure.
That's the only thing I can think of. She didn't know if he would show up or not.
Yeah. Well, they sure as shit did. It reminded me of the scenes in Lord of the Rings, Return of the King, when the ghost army shows up, jumps off the ships, and they just destroy everyone.
Oh, that was awesome, just watching those horses mow them down.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when the giant, you know, he was like, we can stand here for blah, blah, and we have food and dirt. And the giant was like, fuck you.
Boom. Well, I don't know. At least he's fucking dead.
Yeah, so glad he's dead.
Well, Jon Snow took off his belt and pulled the sword out and was just like, well, this is it.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, what am I going to do? You know?
Yeah, that was great.
Just start swinging.
And then they show up, the cavalry
shows
up to save the day.
Because you're going back to... Red Witch, where she said, I don't know, maybe he just saved you to live just for this part.
Right.
You know, and I was thinking, well, maybe he is going to die for real this time or whatever. But then how about Ser Davos finding out that they burned that kid up?
Yeah.
So I think maybe next episode he's going to be killing her ass, maybe.
Yeah, you think so?
Possibly.
Yeah, that was sad.
It was very sad.
Because she
can't handle that shit.
That girl was living. I mean, she wasn't going to get the disease anyway.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah. And it was...
What was not in this episode that we think was going to happen next week?
Oh.
Obviously, resolution maybe in King's Landing with the High Sparrow.
Possibly. And we also didn't talk about how Yara, the Greyjoys, whenever they met up with Daenerys.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right. That whole thing was a great scene.
So they're united.
One of those two going to hook up.
I don't know.
Yeah. I was thinking the same thing. I was like, oh.
Well, she was up for it. She was like, I'm not ruling out marriage.
So the Iron Island trailer trash people aren't allowed to rape and pillage anymore.
Right.
She was like, well, what? That's our whole way of life.
Yeah. Right.
Jesus.
We like raping over here in the Iron Islands. We like raping and we like pillaging. What are we going to do without the ability to rape and pillage?
You said rape twice. I like rape.
Yeah. That's Yara. I'll rape the tits off this one.
We haven't got any kind of industry. All we do is export rape and import pillaged goods.
So, yeah, that's right. They forged the alliance, so now that Daenerys has her ships to get the Dothraki there.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was great, too, when the Dothraki rolled in on the harpies. Like,
No way that's happening this season, though.
What?
That's not going to happen in the next episode.
Too expensive.
Maybe they'll leave for King's Landing.
Yeah. Well, they're not going to get the King's Landing.
And also, I want to say, I think, and I was telling Tim this, I think Sansa is pregnant with Ramsay's baby. Because two times, one, whenever she was telling Littlefinger about all the shit he did to her, she was like, I can still feel him inside of me. And then, right before he got eaten by the dogs, he said, I will always be a part of you. So I think she's pregnant with this kid. And I think she's probably going to marry Littlefinger, and they'll pass the kid off as Littlefinger's, maybe.
So doesn't next week, they kind of teased it, right?
That's pretty good stuff.
Littlefinger, that's a great theory. Littlefinger, and for people who don't know, you haven't read the books, right?
Nope.
Yeah,
so. Nope.
Well, this doesn't follow the books, right?
Right,
this season
right.
doesn't follow them at all. So.
Right, this is all new made-up shit.
Shit, so maybe he'll ask her to be his wife, and she'll say yes, so... It's kind of cool. What else do you think will happen next week? I mean, what will happen with the High Sparrow and all that shit?
Yeah, well, obviously something they're going to release. Well, and the Hound
Is
coming back for something. So, yeah.
Arya.
You think
Yeah, that's why I think maybe she'll show up like at the very end of the episode, you know, like in the off in the distance she sees Winterfell or whatever, so we know she'll be back or something. And then what else were we talking about? Oh, and I still think Cersei's going to have her son killed.
Hmm. See, I don't know about that.
That's her and Jaime's kid. I don't know if she would go.
That's that what I was saying. Jaime wouldn't like that.
Jaime. I think she'd kill the High Sparrow before she'd kill her son.
Yeah, she's going to have to put him into some kind of brainwashing, you know, what do they call that?
Sick the Meisters on him.
Well, yeah, but his wife, the queen there, she's just faking.
Right.
Yeah.
So maybe he's faking too.
No,
he just wants pussy.
Right.
So you think the Mountain's just going to like show up and grab the High Sparrow and rip his head off, maybe?
Who knows?
Let's hope they surprise us and we're like, holy shit.
Well, do you think we'll see White Walkers
next
episode?
Well, who's dying? Who's going to die in this? It's going to have to be somebody monumental, right?
Who knows?
Who dies?
Who's going to die?
I bet you it's going to be the Hound. The Hound's going to show up to try to do something.
Yarp.
You said you're a LARPer, sir?
No, YARP.
Oh, YARP.
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 You know what I'm talking about, right?
I don't think so.
Have you ever seen Hot Fuzz?
No.
Oh, okay, he's in that. He plays like this slow person who works at a grocery store.
Oh.
Hot Fuzz is so good.
And he just goes, YARP.
See? I thought it was funny anyway.
That's how funny YARP can be.
Well, who knows? Maybe Cersei will die.
Who knows?
Maybe Jamie will die.
I know I'm going to watch it on Sunday night, though.
Fuck yeah. 69 minutes, and the dude who directed this.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, right there in King's Landing.
You get to Westeros.
Yeah.
But, you know, the dude that directed this last episode is also directing the series finale, or the season finale next week. Yeah.
Okay.
And he also directed the episode last year, that Hard Home episode, the one where Arya.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, when she killed the dude in the whorehouse.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, Yanga.
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 Fetus.
Yeah, let me have a fetus. Yeah. Yeah. You know, if you want to see that, you can rent a Serbian film at your local Blockbuster.
Oh, my God.
No.
No. Jeff, you don't know what I'm talking about.
I do. I've seen that movie.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
Based on the recommendation of the Redbox troll.
Now, don't do it.
A Serbian film is a Serbian horror movie about a former porn star lured back to because he needs money. What he finds out is that these guys are really like crazy and stuff, and they drug him and they make him have sex with weird things and chop people's heads off. And he gets really mad and takes a guy and he rips his eye out and then fucks his brain. And then the guy dies impaled. With his eye socket impaled on the man's penis.
Oh, my goodness.
And this is called a Serbian film. It's uplifting, rated G.
Is it called Skull? Is it called Skullfuckers?
No.
What's it called?
It's called a Serbian film.
I hope your radios are listening to this with your kids.
I'm sure they're not. If you are, I'm sorry. Now push my button because I need to come.
Oh. Now, no wonder none of these Blu-rays work when I put them in the player. There's so much schmutz. I'm like, what is this schmutz?
I don't jizz.
Schmutz.
I'm on an alpha blocker, so I have retrograde ejaculation.
Is that what happens?
Yes, it goes in.
Is that
in.
Why they put the tape over the hole on the red dot?
No, it goes in my bladder.
Yeah.
It feels like you. It's just weird. It's off-putting.
It certainly is.
Oh, wait. Is this a red box troll? Yes. Yes, it is. Time for staff picks.
We're done talking Game of Thrones, right?
I feel like we wrapped it up.
You guys want to talk about the other TV you watched?
No. We're
not going to talk. I guess Preacher. There's not much to say about Preacher, really. Just watch it.
Yeah, just watch it.
I hope you're caught up.
Yeah. Tim will get caught up, and then we'll talk about it next week.
See, yeah. And, I'll watch it next week for sure, because I'm going to watch Game of Thrones Sunday night, so I'll watch. Blah, 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 blah. Nobody cares. I did watch Outcast. Did you guys watch that?
I haven't watched the second. No.
Okay. This is the third.
A third.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't watched the second or third. Sorry.
Me neither.
What else did I watch? Pretty much that's it.
You didn't watch Wrecked, but the three of us watch Wrecked.
Yes.
Right.
And we will recommend that. But we never talked about it on the show before?
No.
All right, brief synopsis. Sorry to
go ahead.
Step on your Redbox troll toes with the synopsis.
Well, go ahead.
It's a parody of Lost, right?
Yeah.
Straight up.
Yes.
And it's on TBS.
TBS, yes.
Is there a guy who has to push a button every 50 minutes?
Not yet.
We'll find out. I'm sure they'll satirize it
okay.
at some point. But I was laughing my ass off. And the chick that was on Togetherness is in there, the hot chick who was Steve's girlfriend.
Oh, I don't know.
On Togetherness? Well, the main chick that's on it, I recognized her from Togetherness.
I thought it was pretty amazing that they can make, there's like dead people everywhere and you're laughing your ass off.
Yeah.
So that's a really good, to me, that's always great when there's just dead bodies everywhere and you think it's hilarious.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, it's like that humor where, you know,
like Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Like the crash scene in Lost.
Rhys Darby is on it too, and he's really funny.
Oh, God, like, he's amazing.
He gets his legs crushed by the plane crash, and then they're standing there next to him talking about, oh, we're going to go into the jungle, we're going to find the black box that's going to have a transmitter, we're going to do all this. And he's like, I think I'll just stay here, you know, because of the legs.
It's one you definitely add it to your rotation.
I didn't know. I thought it was a sitcom, so.
It is a sitcom. Yeah,
it's kind of a sitcom.
It's a big parody.
Yeah,
Zach Krieger's on it, too, the guy from Whitest Kid You Know.
Is it an hour or half an hour?
Half hour.
Half hour.
I'll watch it. TBS, right?
Yeah, and I've read the reviews from the critics, and they do say that they were given 5 episodes, and they say the consensus is around episode 4 that the premise starts kind of losing its steam, and you want to see, are they going to be able to get beyond just parroting Lost, and what more can they do with it, blah, blah, blah. So, who knows how it's going to end up being. There's a lot of shows like that where they'll start out, and you love like the first 4 or 5 episodes, and then you're like, this is a piece of shit, like immediately, like episode 6. So hopefully it won't do that.
They'd have Sawyer show up.
I never watched Lost.
Oh, okay.
So if that's what they mean, because all these people watched Lost, all these critics did, so maybe that's why it bothers them, but I've never seen it, and probably other people who haven't seen Lost.
I loved it.
It's not going to.
Except for the final episode, which sucks.
Worst
I've heard that time. So many people.
Well,
Lost
it in the last... the last season was losing it. And I was like, you know what? They're just going to have this come to an end without solving anything.
Was it worse than the Dexter finale? Was it worse than that?
Dexter was a cheesy-ass, stupid finale, which left the door open for more Dexters.
Which is going to happen.
Probably. Is it? For real?
That's what I hear.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Jeff, do you know if that?
I haven't heard.
You have to defer to Jeff.
I'm sure,
they were talking
about
doing movies or something, weren't they?
I don't know. I mean, I just read this a couple months ago. They were talking about bringing it back.
I got to get back to Deb.
I mean, what else is he doing?
Deb thinks I'm dead.
Deb's dead.
Yeah, well, tough shit. The ice truck killer was his brother, if you haven't seen season 1.
Oh.
Spoiler alert.
I wished I would have stopped watching that show.
After John Lithgow?
After Trinity. Yeah. After the Trinity Killer, it was never any better than that.
Hello,
season
Kyle.
2 is still my favorite, though. The Doke season. That's my favorite
Dokes.
Season.
Yeah.
Surprise, motherfucker!
Yeah.
I love Dokes.
You crazy motherfucker. How do we get talking to Dexter? Dexter's a great show if you've never seen it.
Yes.
And no, the Ice Truck Killer is not his brother. I was just fucking with you.
It's his dad.
Yeah, it's his grandpa. I'm my own grandpa.
It's his dog.
It's his dog. So staff picks, huh? You guys got staff picks? I got some staff. I got a staff pick. I got to stop picking my staff infection. I'm picking my staff infection. I'm going to rub it on you.
You're always holding your staff.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it a staff as much as a dowel.
A dowel.
It's an unused word in our modern times, but it's a dowel.
Yeah, they
use it all
the
time.
To make cakes. Yeah. Your doweling rod.
I use one of those in my Lincoln Logs.
Yeah, yeah. It's about a decimeter.
A decameter
and a half.
A decameter.
Not a full meter, a decameter.
You and Theon, you're about like the same.
No, Theon. Did the dog bite his dick off?
No, they chopped his dick off.
And they mailed it to the Iron Islands in a nice little box.
Oh, so he didn't have a penis, but he still has balls.
Yes, I think. I always wondered, like, how is he peeing out of that thing?
Well, you know, how he pees.
They figure it out.
Yeah.
He's like a girl.
Sitting down.
Right.
Yep. And that's where we're going to leave it.
Okay.
My staff pick this week is a comic book, 2 comic books that I didn't know about until recently. Dark Knight 3, The Master Race, and The Dark Knight Returns, The Last Crusade, which is the newest one. Dark Knight 3, The Master Race, takes place in the same universe as Frank Miller's Dark Knight series.
Mm.
There have been updates over the years. The Dark Knight Returns, of course, being the first one, and then there was one in the early 2000s, I don't remember when it was. And then, you know, the most recent ones, I guess, came out this year. So Dark Knight 3 is the little girl from the original Dark Knight Returns who
became Robin. Right.
Wears the Batman suit in this one.
Hmm.
And then in The Dark Knight Returns, The Last Crusade, it's the story of how Batman or Bruce Wayne decided to stop being Batman. So the Joker's still alive because in The Dark Knight he kills the Joker. But the Joker in The Last Crusade, and it's really different. I mean, it's cool to see this. It's set. You totally have to buy that it's set in that universe because there's a million different Batman storylines. And this one's just the Frank Miller one. So, you know, that didn't get as good reviews, but I think it's good. So you can find it, you know, at your comic book shop, trade paperback or whatever, or you can get the CBRs. Buy it from DC online like I did. So that's my pick.
All right. What do you got?
My pick's Ray Donovan season 4.
Oh, yeah.
I got it this Sunday.
I'm going to get Showtime.
You have to.
First episode available now if you're listening on Thursday or Friday.
I mean, for Roadies and for...
Mm-hmm. Right, I want to watch Roadies too.
Yeah.
Yeah, Roadies is... Well, the first episode anyway was pretty great,
right.
I must say.
Yeah, I actually
pretty
bought
good, I must say.
Episodes of Ray. I bought episodes of Ray Donovan on iTunes.
Wow.
You know, the first 4 because I was on a long trip and I really wanted to see it. And I'm like, fuck it, I'm just buying it. I couldn't find it anywhere.
You haven't watched last season, or you have?
I haven't. No, I have watched 4 episodes of the first season, and I love it.
Yeah, you gotta watch like all of them.
Binge.
Yeah,
I will.
I have to do that because it was such a good show, and I love that actor.
Liev Schreiber.
He's
oh my
great.
God.
Schreiber,
yeah. I would rape him.
Okay, I wouldn't go that far. That's not funny. You know, rape isn't funny when it's...
It is when a woman rapes
you.
Yeah,
when a woman rapes
then it's
a man,
funny.
Then it's hilarious.
I have to beg to differ. Someone's got to be the voice of reason. Oh, you. Oh, you and your rape.
We're not talking about I'm the teacher and you're my 12-year-old student. These are like adults.
Can the Redbox troll tell us about the movie The Smokers?
The Smokers. Rated R. A group of college students move into a house together. One of them goes to the hardware store and buys a smoker. And the other one goes to Publix and gets some meat. They go back to the house.
What about charcoal?
And no, it's a smoker.
Oh.
They have mesquite.
Oh, right, sorry.
And oak.
Wood chips. Yeah, wood chips.
Yeah, so, okay. Now listen, don't argue with me. I'm giving you the synopsis.
Yeah, I'll give you a pencil right here. Hey, here's another one.
Was there any apple wood?
Here's a number 3.
Yeah, they use apple. They use all them fucking fruit woods. All them fruit, peach
what
wood.
What is it with the apples these days?
Wood, apples. I know, everything's bacon.
Crown
right?
Royal apple, with apple.
Apple, bacon.
Apple, Jack Daniels.
Because see, they got these people, right? These people.
Red
these,
apple
they
ale.
Sit in a fucking office and they go, what kind of new thing could we trick people into buying? Anyway, I'm not here to comment on society or the advertising industry. I'm here to tell you about the smoker. So these college kids bring the meat home, and they start smoking it in the smoker. And then a guy with claw hands comes out of the wall and chops their peckers off and feeds them to a piranha that lives in a pond behind the house.
And then?
And then the piranha, from eating the dicks that have semen in them, gained superpowers, arms and legs with a piranha face.
Because they were eating beta blockers.
Penis ranas?
Yeah, penis rana. And that'll be the sequel.
Penis Rana.
Smoker 2, Penis Rana.
I'm going to start writing that treatment tonight.
Jeff hates all of this. He doesn't like it.
What? The Redbox troll?
The real movie, The Smokers, had chicks raping a dude. That's why.
Oops.
I'm going to another Redbox.
Yes. Go to one with the lady in there, but you still need a pencil.
No, you need something. You need at least a cigar.
A cigar?
Get out of here. All right, Steph, your pick.
Okay. All right, my pick is such a delight. It's been 2 years since it's been on, but Adult Swim brought back Check It Out.
Oh, yes.
With Dr. Steve Brule, which I absolutely love. John C. Reilly. As you know, we all know it started on Tim and Eric Awesome mm-hmm. Show, which is like the most acidy, most amazing. Love that show. Shrimp and white wine mm-hmm. all day.
I preferred Tom Goes to the Mayor, but
I love Tom Goes to the Mayor. Are you kidding me? Of course.
Uncle
I've got
Muscles.
All the seasons on DVD.
Come on, Uncle Muscles.
Oh, the Uncle Muscles Hour. I like spaghetti.
Yeah, and he just spitting stuff out of his mouth. I never got it. And
it was crazy.
You're not supposed to get it, I guess.
I love the one where the what's his face is cheating on him, and they do that, bang bang, got shot in the balls. That whole song that he does. But anyway, on Tim and Eric Awesome Show, they would do a small segment
to your health.
To your health with Dr. Steve Brule, and he would give a fact about your health or not.
Right.
It never made any sense or whatever. But on his show, his little 15-minute show that comes on Friday nights at 12:15, John C. Reilly, and he's just a genius, a comedic genius. Oh, yeah. He does things for you, you know, that you need to find out about. Like the first episode for the new season premiered last Friday, and he went to go buy a car. So he took you through the whole process of buying a car on the lot, and only the way that he could do it.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, he gets in the. I can't even describe it perfectly. But anyway, very funny, crazy show. Anyway, check it out with Steve Brule. And also, I would like to pick the peppermint moonshine milkshake at the Lucky Dog Tavern in Brookhaven, which is freaking amazing if you have not had that.
Sounds good.
It's really good. And the Red Hot Chili Peppers' new album, The Getaway,
is
so fucking good, you guys. I love it. It's so good.
All right. I will give it a listen.
It's so good.
Okay.
Let me tell you that this is the first album that in a long time that has been produced by Rick Rubin, and it was produced this time by Danger Mouse.
Yes.
Mm. So there's, I don't know what you call it. But whatever his style
electronica.
Is.
Electronica.
Yeah.
Not so much, but those kind of things. All right.
It's a lot more like, I'm telling you, it's got that old SoCal, you know, everything's cool vibe to it or whatever. It's very good. Cool. Anyway, those are all my picks.
Ira.
I was going to recommend a drink, too.
What?
In honor of summer.
The jizz julep.
No, I found this. I'm not real into store-bought sangria. You know, usually just like it when somebody...
Oh, mangria.
I've had mangria, but I found this... I almost said mangria. Sangria at Publix called Slices. It's from Spain, and it's super refreshing. It's really good, and it'll knock you out a little bit.
Is it robust?
Yeah. It's just... It's very...
Don't sangria mean blood?
It's not too sweet.
Does it have chunks of shit floating in it?
I don't practice sangria.
There's nothing in it. I don't know. I'm not like I'm a huge sangria guy, but I don't know.
I like sangria if you put enough vodka in it.
We're sitting on the patio. We got the little glasses.
It's a summer drink.
Put some ice in there.
Like Rolling Rock. It's a summer drink.
Anyway, it's called Slices, and it's a Spanish sangria. It's not too sweet. It's not too carbonated. You know, a lot of those sangrias are carbonated, and it throws me off a little bit. Anyway, and I was talking about, have we talked about the show on... The show before is Halt and Catch Fire that was on AMC.
Mm-hmm. I tried to watch
that. I like that show.
You weren't into it?
No. It lost me around episode 3 or 4.
I liked it. Jeff, you liked it?
Yeah.
Now, do you know what's going on with season 3? Is it coming back?
Yeah,
it's
coming back.
Okay. It's on Amazon
Prime. It's here in Atlanta, too.
Yeah. There's an episode where the Plaza Theater's in there.
Oh, okay.
Like they're saying movie at the Plaza. And I'm like, oh, you can see The Righteous Room.
Kind what of network is it on?
AMC.
It's 1983,
84. Yeah, it's just about the early 80s computer scene and video game startups. And I don't know. It's cool. And, you know, they say, look, it's not a true story, but it's based on a lot of true stories from that era.
And what does Halt and Catch Fire mean in the computer world?
It's some kind of part of the programming where they, like, if you're a hacker or whatever, you can put that in the program and it'll
shut everything
down.
Shut
your computer down and make it catch on fire.
I started watching Black Rain, Black Sails.
Oh, yeah?
Black Sails.
I watched Black Sails. That's pretty good.
A lot of fucking in it.
Yeah.
Oh.
I quit watching it.
Lesbos.
But I quit watching it. And Caitlin kept watching it because she likes it.
Well, because that dude that's... what's that guy's name from? He was on... what's that show called?
I feel like Shameless. It looks like...
He was on Shameless. He was the blonde. Remember?
No. I don't watch
John Cusack's brother.
Joan Cusack's
sister, Joan Cusack, had a daughter.
Yeah.
And her boyfriend with the long hair ended up banging Joan Cusack.
Yes, I remember that. Okay.
Right. But that guy with the long hair is on Black Sails. He's one of the main pirates, and chicks dig that dude.
All right. Well, maybe. But I see it being a show that women and men can like. Right. Like Game of Thrones, if you give it a chance. If your girl won't watch Game of Thrones, you get her to watch one with, you know, the romance in it, they'll dig it. All right, well, those are your picks?
That's it.
All right. We got one review, and then we're going to get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here.
We got a review this week from Mad Dog Georgia 546 on the iTunes. And,
You got a voice?
It's short. So what voice should I do? I don't know what Mad Dog George, you know what he might want?
Larry Munson. I'm going to guess that he wouldn't mind a Larry Munson. Tim Andrews and his team put on a great show every time. Tim Andrews's imitations are fantastic. Thank you, Mad Dog Georgia 546, and maybe one day you can come with me and some of the females to see a movie. I used to let the females bring their boy dates, but I don't let them bring the boy dates anymore because I want to look at their tits by myself.
I think they're still going to the movies posthumously. The movie group.
I think that they drag along a...
they just bring a picture of him, right?
A picture of me in the side of the van.
They weakened at Munson him?
Oh, and they did. And that's for another time. Weakened at Munson. Hunker down.
So, yeah. Hey, before we go, come see me. Well, actually, you're going to have to call ahead. If you need a haircut, and we all need haircuts, men, women need good coloring, men, women... You know,
you want to see a statue of Jack Daniels?
Yeah, that's there too. You need a beard shave, beard and neck trim, any of that stuff.
They do the hot shave?
Yeah, they do the hot shave.
Straight razor?
Straight razor, hot shave. Yeah? Yeah.
Downstairs and upstairs?
No, just upstairs on your face, Stephanie. So you're eligible. Just kidding. That was mean.
No, it's true. No, it's so true. I'm a werewolf.
You're like, anyway. So you can get the hot shave, and you know they do it the old school way with the hot towels in the box that come out, and they have the oil.
They have that bowl with the brush thing, and they with the shaving cream.
Yes, they do.
I'm down for that.
Yeah, and it's only I don't know how much it costs, but anyway,
whatever it is, it's worth it. I'm sure.
Yes, yeah. So if you're interested, it's Mary Todd Hairdressing Company, and you can find them online. And you can Google them and call.
You know, where do you park for that joint?
There's lots of places to park down there. It's on Carroll Street in Cabbage Town. You just have to look.
Now, if I go in and I'm going to get a shampoo, can I request a different shampooer than you? Because that would be a little weird.
Usually, the person...
You can request a different shampoo. They have 40 shampoo and 100 shampoo.
Yeah, well, they also have a bunch of different ones, too. They have tons of different shampoo, depending on what kind of hair you have.
I feel like there would be some sort of like podcast incest... Tim was rubbing your hair.
No, he couldn't. I would not let that
Pod-cest.
Pod-cest.
Say my fucking eyes. I can't see shit.
Oh, yeah?
Somebody read the phone number on that who's not blind, please.
Jesus.
If I ever wouldn't.
404-681-5646.
And that is the phone number for Mary Todd Hairdressing Company. Call up. Make an appointment. You know, if you want to just call and ask for me, well, I'm there. I'll usually answer the phone, but anyone can help you out. Do yourself a favor. Get a really good haircut. Mine is the best I've had in years.
And they cut women's hair there?
Yes, they do, and they color as well. Mm. Very good color.
Do they? Because I got this one stuck crimping. In my... I've had this one stuck in my teeth for like 3 years.
Yeah. You can also hear me every Sunday, 12 to 3 on 95.5 FM, AM 750 WSB. The Von Hessler Doctrine airs live from 12 to 3, and then twice a week, even though he does 3 a week, so make sure to plug him. The Digital Doctrine, which is available on the WSB Radio app that you can get from your app store or Google Play. It's very simple.
Free Wizinator.
Yeah, you get make a free... No, that's Channel 11. So you don't get a free Wizinator.
What's his...
Mellish Meter. Yeah, the Mellish Meter.
Trump's the Wizinator.
So of course it does, the Wizinator. What a dumb name.
Trump's Trump.
Yeah, the Mellish Meter is way better than the Wizinator.
You can follow me on Twitter, at Tim Andrews here. Follow Radio Labyrinth on Twitter, at @radio_labyrinth. Follow us on Facebook, just Radio Labyrinth, and please
go on iTunes.
Yeah, please go on iTunes and give us a review and like us, and you know, put down in there in your review what voice you want me to read it in. And that's it for me, Ira.
Yeah, twofacesradio.com. There'll be a new Contractor's Corner up this week. Last week's was pretty good. Listen to those and this podcast on there very easily as well.
Jeff,
yeah, listen to us and tell your friends if you like the podcast that they should check us out as well.
Steph.
Yeah, what Jeff said. Steph Olivicus on Twitter, and You can find me this week probably in a bathroom in Detroit holding a razor blade shakily to my wrist.
Oh, shit.
Please don't. We need you back. We need you back.
Keep in text with us. I'm going to keep in touch.
Let us know how soon after you get off the plane that you get robbed.
Well, you know what you should do?
They do in-flight robbing.
Go to that pawn shop and see if they're there.
Hardcore Pawn on 8 Mile?
Mm-hmm.
Nah. That's the east side. East side is the least side. I stay on the west side. That's the best side.
Find an abandoned house.
Oh, that's...
Okay.
Yeah.
And buy it for $30.
You mean find a house that isn't abandoned.
Yeah,
right.
That's
Hey, Detroit's on its way back, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Buy a Ford for America. Oh, and one more thing. Our good friend Jamie Self, who was on the show a couple
good
of
guy.
Weeks ago.
Yeah, he was great.
Well, I don't know if it was a couple of weeks ago, but it might have been a month or two ago.
Your old coworker.
Yeah, old coworker from Amatsa. He has a new job. He is working at a restaurant in Noonan called...
It's in Sonoya, actually.
Actually, Sonoya called, what, Jeff?
Nick and Norman's.
Yeah, Nick and Norman's, and it's owned by Greg Nicotero.
Greg Nicotero and Norman Reedus.
Norman Reedus, yeah. And he works there. It's 20 Main Street in Sonoya. Opened
today
which Tuesday. Is Tuesday, June 21st. So that means if you're listening to this podcast later in the week, it's open.
Right.
That used to be Zach Brown's place, right?
It was.
Right.
Yes, it was.
I ate there twice when it was Zach Brown's place. Fucking awesome food. So hopefully they've kept a lot of those same staff because they
Facebook
rock.
Today too, if you want to look at the menu.
Yeah, they are on Facebook. Check out their menu.
Now,
they
for the clueless people that don't know who those guys are.
Greg Nicotero directs and does all the special effects for The Walking Dead.
Yes.
And Norman Reedus was in Boomtown Saint.
Yeah, but he's also on...
Walking.
He's on that show Ride.
Yeah, that show Ride.
I tried watching that.
I did too.
I don't like motorcycles.
No, not feeling it. No.
I mean, I don't dislike motorcycles. I just don't care.
I like cars.
I'm not into the Norman Reedus. I'm not into the David Schwimmer thing that they're trying to push on us.
Oh, that's horrible. I tried watching it.
No good.
It's awful.
I just don't like Schwimmer.
Feed the Beast. It's terrible. Yeah.
All right. Until next week, please remember to keep it canon.
Two Faces Radio.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar. With a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry, IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling Yuzu Mango IQ Mix Hydration Mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition. Great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.